Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl and Joanne Alden from the Chico area, and the Paradise Fire is here just to give us some information. And thank you for joining us. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Tell me, are you doing a documentary? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I am. I'm putting together some things, some of the links that you've had, and I just feel that I should do this. I have a YouTube site and a website, and I would like to put some of this together. I've taken a few pictures because I think that there are a lot of avenues of media and ways people put media together that reach different segments. So this is just my style, so to speak, and I do this a lot.
Well, good. I don't know anything about the how to do anything like that, but I'm sure glad that I do run onto them, you know, people I don't know who they are.
Uh-huh.
You might say, like Elizabeth, what is the name, the poet, Emily Dickinson says, I'm a nobody. Are you a nobody too? So that's what I love. I love about her writing. She's so ordinary and out front about everything. But anyway, so some of the, a lot of the information that I've come by, which wasn't, if it wasn't just local, period, because you hear the stories everywhere you go. If you got an ear to hear it all, you can't avoid them. They're in the line at the bank, you know, they're pumping gas, they're getting groceries, and they're at church. And so anyway, I'm really glad that I was drawn into this because it has totally enriched my life. And I'm not saying that their misfortune has enriched my life. I'm saying that in an effort to be a more useful member of my community, I have to be responsive. I have to be responsive to other people's needs. And so when I started going out to neighborhood church, do you want to stop and ask me a question, or shall I just...
No, I would like you to give a background. This is great. Just let it flow.
Okay.
I'll stop if I need to.
I've been going to neighborhood for neighborhood church. Neighborhood, for those of you who know the area south of Chico, it's on the highway. It's a big, we just call it the Dome Church. They provided a center for, I don't know how many people they could house, but they have the big dome, and then they also have a building that was probably their first church building. And it has a lot of rooms and a kitchen, and it has a big meeting room in it, and that meeting room became the dorm for people. And there was Red Cross set up there. I had a lot of volunteers for Red Cross were there. The insurance kiosk set up there. There was food there, and the church was not in charge of that. The church opened the door so that other people could use the church campus. And the pastor, Andrew, is a senior pastor there, and he explained this morning that, which I did not know, that church has a gift for hospitality. And in keeping with that, they helped a lot. I don't know how, I can't remember the figures of that, but they were there. They were there. They had a medical center set up. They had all kinds of connections for people to make there. FEMA set up somewhere else. FEMA set up out in where it's on 20th Street. There was a Sears building. And they set up there. So I've been going out there regularly, not because of that, but because one of my daughters goes out there, and I like to be in church with my family. And I was already, you know, I had some friends out there, a few friends out there. And before I knew it, I found that they had moved over and made room for a large church out of Paradise called the Paradise Alliance Church. And that church did not burn. There are several churches up there that did not burn. They may be a part of the same, I don't know what is it called, a church, when it's a group of churches have the same umbrella. What is that called?
Denomination.
Yeah, it may be a denomination, something called an alliance.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know about that. I just know that the leadership is responsive, and people are being drawn there who want to, and know they can help, but need some leadership. And what came up today two things came up that were very interesting. One is called a group of people who are going to be sifting There's the all the properties in Paradise, especially Pence Road, was just devastated, just completely devastated. A lot of the Skyway was not, but it's spotty. But and I haven't been down Clark yet, so I don't know how that looks. It's about 20 minutes from me, and I don't run up the hill in my old car unless I have to go up there for more than one reason. So I would be prepared to do that with you, so that we could, so you can get an eyes on look at what's going on up there. So where was I, please? Oh, Jesus.
A lot of people were okay. Going to Paradise Church Alliance.
Yes. So the Alliance and the Paradise Alliance Church, which has since had since I've got to know them just from a distance. I'm not so much a part of the family yet. I'm just drawn to what they're doing. There are a lot of churches give mouthpiece to doing what Jesus said, but they don't go out and do it. And these people are out there in their boots, you know. And so Paradise Alliance too. So one of the programs that's been starting up here, because Pastor Andrew is a senior pastor at Neighborhood. So the alliance is between Paradise Alliance and Neighborhood Church. Those two have bonded together. Paradise Alliance is still meeting at Neighborhood so that they can get a sense of their own community back. They meet in a separate area now. But now they're ours. Now we're all the same family.
Okay, well, so, excuse me, Joanne. So how long has it been now since the Paradise fire?
Fire was November 8th. I would have to...
November 8th. So it's almost 2 months. Coming on to 2 months.
I'm looking here at, November. No, I don't. There is no November on this calendar. So, but almost. It was November 8th. Mm-hmm. So all of November, all of December, and so now we're at January 6th.
So let me ask you, how is the weather right there up there right now?
Right now, it's very wet. Mm-hmm. Everything is wet. Everybody is wet. It's cold. I don't know what it's like on the hill, they call it the ridge. I don't know what it's like up there, but it usually if it's cold and rainy down here, it may be snowing up there.
I see. Now, Joanne, how do you think from your interfacing, because as I've been involved in this somewhat in the background and just watching it, there's not a lot of real media coverage. It's only the alternative media. Of course, we in the alternative media, a majority of us believe it was orchestrated, it was directed energy weapons, it was part of the Agenda 21, and maybe even a little arson job to get some federal funding. Anyway, aside from all of that, it's the people and their circumstances that we're concerned about. So how are, and we know that the loss of life was great, but how are the people, generally speaking, doing right now with the support groups that have moved in? And would you say that the main support groups are people like these churches rather than government support?
Oh, I would say that the actual support, the human support, the looking at the survivors as survivors, not victims, although it was an attack. I like to call it what it is. It was an attack, and I call it Camp Hellfire.
Yeah.
And I know the people are getting some help from Red Cross, but they seem to clear out pretty soon. There's a lot of people were getting some help from FEMA. I don't know how that works because I never have had to avail myself of it. People who had insurance, they seem to actually house insurance, you know, on their property or in their mortgage or rental insurance. They got checks pretty quick, it seemed like, from what I've been hearing. But people who haven't may be still in pretty bad shape. But the things that can't be done, are some of it can't be done because of the rules that government makes about going into those areas, disaster areas, before they tell you it's okay to do so.
I see.
Apparently, it is okay to go on in there now because they have already sifted. The police, I've been told, were already sifted through areas, or they wouldn't be letting us go in.
I see.
So we have a date set up, which I won't say right now because I don't.